when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us. Dear listeners, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. We translated the word Al, which appears twice in this verse, as a tribe and clan, and that is the collection of people having common attributes, in this case, common ancestors or common fraternity, etc. And in order to get to know the true meaning of Al Ziyad and Al Marwan, we had to first introduce who Ziyad and who Marwan is. We introduced Ziyad a little bit in the previous episode. He is called usually in history records as Ziyad ibn Abi, this Ziyad the son of his father, and also Ibn Sumayya, Ziyad ibn Sumayya by the name of his mother. This Ziyad is also the first one to openly announce and begin vilification of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the cities of Basra and Kufa. Anyway, we came to understand earlier that Al refers to a number of people whose lineage or title or path or religion returns to one person, and that is why it is next to him. So all those who were united with the path of Ziyad, or who are still in the path of Ziyad, those all bear the same spirit of hatred against the Ahlul Bayt. And these are the ones from his all, and hence worthy of being cursed and being called upon, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ مَرْوَانٍ. So time or place cannot limit the true meaning of this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura, neither they can limit the Al of Ziyad, because Al of Ziyad does not necessarily mean that the ones who are from his origin. Anyone who believes in his path and who claims to believe in that path and what he did in the history, those are all deserving to be called لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ. They are all within this Al. So if, therefore, one observes that a particular ruler in the contemporary world adopts a path similar to that of Ziyad, he must not doubt that he is from Al of Ziyad. That is the true meaning of this لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, in this episode, we came to understand Al-Ziyad in a more profound way. Al-Ziyad is not just those who have the common lineage, also the ones who have the common religion and belief can be called Al-Ziyad. And the equation is quite simple. The human being, as we came to understand in the previous episodes as we discussed, is tantamount to his thoughts and beliefs, what he likes and what he dislikes, his words and deeds. So, if anyone claims to be an Islamic leader of a certain part of the Muslim world, but carries out atrocities against the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, just exactly as did the likes of Ziyad throughout the history, he is the embodiment, he is the manifestation of Ziyad, and therefore, from among Al-Ziyad he is. If you are familiar with the history books, with what history tells us, Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, as history reveals, is one of the examples of characters of Ziyad, I assume. During his time, he is reported to have killed many Shias. Among the things he did against the Shias is the fact that he usurped the wealth, property, the houses of Fatimiyun, the Shias who used to live in Egypt and North Africa, and he gave their wealth to his people and tribe. He was the one who removed Shi'i judges and replaced them with other ones. He removed Hayya ala khayr al-amal from the call to prayer, or what we know as Adhan. He prohibited the Shia school of thought and made Maliki and Shafi'i schools of thought to prevail. And he didn't stop there. He would spill the blood of those who refused to accept the schools of thought he believed in. He imprisoned the children of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Egypt. He separated between their men and women so that Imam's progeny becomes extinct. Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Mughniya, in his book called Shia wal Hakimun, says, he, Salah ad-Din, imprisoned the remaining Al-Alawiyun, the descendants of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in Egypt. He separated their men from their women so that they would not procreate. And these are only parts of what he did based on what history reveals. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا. الجراح نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين